This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, and she joins us from time to time to update us on the project. And she joins us today to talk about tours, a souvenir shop, and she has a story for us. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Steve. We are celebrating the fact that we do now have a place where you can go to buy souvenirs of the quilt trails. It's at La Casa, which is the studio of Estella Shackelford, and that is directly across from the Parkway Playhouse and the new library in Burnsville. And Estella has agreed to host our products in her shop, so we hope that you'll go by and see her. You can go there to buy the new tour guide, which is available. We are now offering guided tours of the quilt blocks, and our first tour guide booklet lists all the blocks that you can find in Burnsville. So if you would like to pick up one of these tour guides, you can go to La Casa. And the guided tours are a lot of fun to do, and if you've got a group that's interested in learning the stories of the quilt blocks and would like someone to kind of lead you around from block to block, then just give us a call at 828-682-7331, and we'll be happy to set up a tour for you. And as part of those tours, we tell the stories of the blocks, and today I want to tell the story of the block that's on the building of WKYK. And that block is called Radio Windmill Star. And we were amazed to find a quilt block that actually was called Radio Windmill. And we added a star to it, so we renamed the block to Radio Windmill Star. So if you come to WKYK and you see this block on the building, here's the story that goes behind it. In 1965, J.R. Del Sink, who at that time was general manager of WKSK in West Jefferson, North Carolina, came to Burnsville and met with town and county officials and other community leaders to tell them of plans to file with the FCC for a construction permit to build a radio station in Burnsville. Burnsville Broadcasting, Inc. was formed with J.R. Del Sink as president and treasurer and Ramel Sink as vice president and secretary. The application was granted, and the station went on the air May 23, 1967, from rented quarters on East Main Street. The station originally operated with 1,000 watts at 1540 on the dial, daytime only. In 1970, Burnsville Broadcasting, Inc. was changed to Mark Media, Inc. to reflect the purchase of other radio stations by the Sinks. In 1980, the company was able to acquire a major clear channel frequency of 940 on the dial. With this, the station was able to add two more towers and become a 24-hour station. In 1983, the station increased power to 5,000 watts, clear channel, and added stereo broadcasting. In 1987, the company purchased 13 acres and built a new building at 749 Sawmill Hollow Road to house WKYK and the corporate offices for the Mark Media Group that had grown to seven stations. Four tall towers were constructed to make possible potential power increases and improved coverage. WKYK has been widely recognized as a small market leader in the broadcast industry because of its high listener ratings and use of the latest broadcast computer technology. The station for many years has been one of the most listened to non-metro market stations in the Southeast and has won many awards for community service. Now, we know that that's no surprise to those of us who live around here, but for those outside the area, the accomplishments of this radio station are really quite remarkable. So we were really delighted to put a quilt block on the station. So you can come up to the station and see the Radio Windmill Star, which we painted in colors to match the station's logo colors. We still get asked a lot of questions about what the project is about, and we just want to remind you that every quilt block tells a story. And if you would like to honor someone in your family or preserve your story, just give us a call at 828-682-7331. It's 828-682-7331.
Thank you very much, Barbara Webster, with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.